بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رسالة درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد على آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد Respected elders, brothers, our mothers and sisters and all who are listening on the audio streaming We are in a very beautiful season of our Islamic year We have just entered the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the last month of our Islamic calendar. And it is our spiritual high season, like how December is the business, spiritual is a business season for the businessmen, and they look forward to their business, you know, sales going up and earning big profits like that. This is the time for us earning our big spiritual profits in the form of the rewards and the sawab of especially these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. According to the ulama, the best days are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah in the year, and the best nights are the 10 nights, last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this very beautiful season, and it is a time for us to maximize the rewards and to reap and to grab as much as possible, because this season comes once in a year. And this is the time when the hujjaj are now preparing for the final stage of the journey, the epic journey of Hajj, and that is the 5 days of Hajj, the very purpose for which they are present there. The excitement is building by the hour, and the Hujjaj are all getting ready and prepared for that ibadat of a lifetime, which is farz, once in a lifetime. They are those fortunate ones, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had the opportunity of doing Hajj many times. But even if we did one Hajj and we did it correctly, then it is لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ It is our passport to Jannah. And it is the means of all the forgiveness. So much so that like a newborn child, from that journey of the Hajj. And it is such that it will become the means of the Haji interceding on behalf of many hundred people. And it is such that the Haji will also never become poverty stricken if he did the correct Hajj. He might not become a millionaire, he might not become a billionaire, but he will never be poverty stricken through the barakah of spending in the way of Allah in the journey of Hajj. So the Hajis are there, and this poetry of Sayyid Nafis Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which was recited, is very beautiful in that it captures the feelings of the Hajis, and for that matter every Mu'min, whether he has been there already or whether he wishes to go, all are included. It captures the feelings of the heart and the emotions of a true mu'min when they are heading to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he starts off by saying, Shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. And this is what we should say whenever we go for Hajj or Umrah too. These are the words that we should be uttering. That shukr to you, O Allah. We were not worthy of this. We were not worthy of this. Who are we? What are we? We know who we are. We know how weak we are. We know how sinful we are. We are not worthy of that lofty place and that lofty station and that house of Allah and that markaz of Anbiya. Where are we? The great, great Nabis of Allah and the great Prophets of Allah went to those places. They were invited there. What is our status? What is our haysiyat? But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's very, very kind, generous gift to us that even us, useless, sinful, undeserving servants of His, also given invitation. You can also come. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. You invited me, O Allah, to your house. I was not worthy of it. And that is the reality of the matter, that nobody goes there without the invitation. Nobody goes there without invitation. Main aaya nahi, bulaya gaya ho. I have not come on my own accord. I have been invited here. Wealthiest people of the world, the billionaires of the world, the trillionaires of the world, they don't get the invitation. And the very poor and humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get the invitation and they go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to take somebody, the whole system will turn upside down, but Allah will make sure that person goes. Nothing will stop Allah from taking those He wants. Those He wants, they must be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them reach there. The whole system of the world will turn upside down. But they will make sure, Allah will make sure they reach there. We all heard of the story of the recent story of the Haji from one of the countries, that he went fully prepared for his Hajj, came to the airport, and due to some technical difference in his spelling of his passport and ticket or whatever it was, they told him, sorry, you can't board the flight. You can't go. Now you try next year. The man was determined and he went with a strong, firm intention that I am going for Hajj and Allah is going to take me for Hajj. Whatever may happen, I am going for Hajj. And Ajib, the plane took off. The people told him, go home. There's no chance now of you going. The flight has departed. He said, no, I'm staying here. He says, I'm going. People may have been laughing at him too, but he stood his ground. Next thing, there was some technical fault in the aircraft. The pilot was forced to come back and land. He told the people, see, I'm ready. Now I'm going. They told him, no, the problem is still there. They won't allow you to board. He said, I'm going. They said, go home, you're wasting your time. He said, no, I'm going to wait. Came, the captain said, no, no ways we can board him. We came to have the plane fixed and we are going. So second time they took off. And I went a little distance and again technical fault. Flight came back, landed again. This time, the captain of the flight himself came to understand and realize that this is not the way things happen. This is not a usual thing. This is the most unusual, uncanny experience. This is from there. Not up in the air, above the air. Not in the sky, above the sky, the Faisla is coming from there. He said, we will now not take off without that passenger. He has to be on this flight for us to take off. And the whole crew came out. And all the officials and everybody came out to receive this Haji, that who is this person to usher him onto the flight. And they took him, and mashallah, when he sat on the flight, problem-free flight, landed there. On the other end, a big party was waiting to receive him because the news spread like wildfire. The very special Haji is coming. And then he was made a guest of the king, and he's now going to do a royal Hajj, so to say. When Allah Ta'ala wants to take somebody, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala showed us in this day and age that with all the systems and everything, the systems will shut down, but the Haji who has to go, Allah will make him rich. This is Allah Ta'ala's Nizam. This is Allah Ta'ala's system. I recall also another incident of a similar nature. Our Dada Peer, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, was at the airport going for, I don't know if it was Hajj or for Umrah, and for some reason they also did not board him on the flight, and the flight took off. They gave some technical excuse that he was maybe some issue with the luggage or what have you. So Hazrat stayed behind at the airport. He said, inshallah, we are going. And a short while after the plane took off, there was a problem, technical fault. They had to land the plane again. And now, since the plane had landed, the passengers had to disembark and all of that. Now, when they started the re-embarkation process, Hazrat was onto the flight, and alhamdulillah, he made it for the destination. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take someone, then Allah will take that person. And that is why when a person goes there, he must say, shukr hai ae khudaya, shukr hai tera ae khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. I was not worthy of coming here. You put the whole system in place. If Allah Ta'ala can capsize the system to get someone there, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can use the system also to get someone there. Our going there is Allah's using of the system to make us reach there. And he says that you invited me to your house, I was not worthy of coming here. Apna diwana banaya, main to is qabil na tha. Garde Kaaba ke phiraya, main to is qabil na tha. Oh Allah, you made me mad in your love, and that is why I undertook this journey of madness. The ordinary people of the world, they say, what is wrong with you Muslim people? You'll go there, there's such a big crowd, and it's so hot, and there's, you know, stampedes, and what you get by going there? But we are diwana. We are mad in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not worried about what we're going to get there and what benefit we're getting from a worldly point of view, and nothing of that matters. As long as I got to Allah's house, I saw my Allah's house, I made tawaf of my Allah's house, I carried out my Allah's orders, my rewards are not here. My rewards are there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the shan of a mu'min. We not look for rewards in this world. You know, there are some people, unfortunately, their minds have been programmed, maybe their education system or whatever it is, that they want to see, you know, in everything they want to see some logic, and they want to find some kind of justification or rationale behind everything. And so you will find them in everything, you know, what is the logic behind it? What is the benefit? What are we gaining out of it? And so there are many people, due to this attitude and outlook, which is very, very defective and faulty, that even Qurbani, they're questioning the wisdom of Qurbani. We say, what is the benefit of slaughtering thousands of animals? What benefit is there in slaughtering thousands of animals? People will eat meat for a few days.
They didn't eat meat for a whole year, so if they don't eat meat for another year, what difference is it going to make to them? And why didn't that money be taken and be, you know, invested in some kind of investment scheme and housing projects and, you know, schools and so on? That would have benefited the people more. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is due to a distorted and warped mind, not understanding what this deen is about. This sacrifice of the animal is an order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we understand the logic behind it or not, we carry out the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hajj is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we understand the logic behind it or not, we go through with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is logic, there is benefit, there is great wisdom. There are beautiful mysteries behind all these acts. But doesn't necessarily mean everybody is going to understand it. Our job is not to look for all those things. Our job is to go through with Allah's order, carry it through, carry it out, like Ibrahim alayhi salam did. He didn't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, now, why should I do this? You know, this is my beloved son, and Shaitan was already there in the background, you know, pumping his dirty waswasas and ideas that, where did you see a father killing, slaughtering his own son? No one ever did such a crazy thing in the world, and all of those things. But Ibrahim alayhi salam blocked his ears to all of these whispers of the shaitan. He went through with Allah. Allah's order, there's no question about why and if and but. We just carry it out and go ahead with it. And that is the spirit of the qurbani and the sacrifice. That is the spirit of the Hajj. That it is a display of unconditional obedience and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the design of Hajj and Qurbani is designed to demonstrate: our unswerving devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order and to Allah's command, with no questions being asked. No question asked. Why, what, if, but, nothing. Just carry it out, finished. So this is the very spirit of these great acts of ibadat. And gir de Kaaba ke piraya me to is qabil na tha. Oh Allah, you made me go around the Kaaba, circuit after circuit, tawaf after tawaf, like a mad man in search of something, walking around the Kaaba. People accuse the Muslims that you people are also guilty of some kind of idol worship, because Kaaba is your idol. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. That is the height of ignorance and foolishness. We never regard the Kaaba as an object of worship. Kaaba is just a symbol of Allah's house. We do not worship the Kaaba. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. If the Kaaba is not there anymore, the spot of the Kaaba is still the Kaaba. And we will still make tawaf. Because it is not the building that we are worshipping. It's not the bait that we are worshipping. We are worshipping Rabbul Bait, the Rabb of the Kaaba. So we do the tawaf, and we are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors, bounties, benefits, mercies, His favors, His treasures that He gives at His house. We are like searching, walking around. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It's coming down any time now, and I can grab it. I can grab hold of it. That is the shan of a mu'min at Baytullah. And then muddato ke piyas se sehrab tu ne kar diya jaam-e-zamzam ka pilaya main to is qabil na tha. Well, I was thirsty for a long, long, long time. My thirst was unquenchable. But my thirst was not being quenched by the waters of this world and the drinks of this world. My thirst is being quenched by Zamzam. Zamzam is my thirst quencher. The real quenching of my thirst is by the spiritual drink of Zamzam. And you gave me that Zamzam meto is qabil nata. I was not worthy even of drinking that Zamzam, but you are so kind that you allowed me to drink that water of the Zamzam. Dal di thandak mere seene mein, tu ne saqiya, apne seene se lagaya, main to is qabil na tha. You placed the coolness in my heart, O you who gave me my drink. O the provider of my drink, you cooled my heart with the quenching of the water of the Zamzam. And you allowed me to, you know, embrace you in the sense that I was able to touch your house with my chest. I was able to press against the door of your house at Multazam. When we press against the door of Allah's house, then it is as if we are embracing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mahashah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully that he used to say about that mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam jis se chipke the kul seene anbiya, mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam, that place where the chest of the Anbiya alayhi salam of the world used to be touching. And every Nabi of Allah touched that part of Kaaba with their chest. Oh Allah, you gave me the opportunity today that sinner like me, my chest is also touching the very same spot. It's the very same place where beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest Mubarak touched. I'm getting the opportunity to touch the same place with my chest today. Allahu Akbar. There's no place in the world we can be so close, closest that a person can be. Of course, in Medina Sharif, in Riyadul Jannah especially, we get a chance to read our salah there. Every place, beloved, the feet of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked. When you get a place to read there by the Mihrabun Nabi, it is the place where his Mubarak feet were, that is where the head of the Musalli is in Sajda. Then bhaag gaya meri zubaan ko zikr illallah ka, ye sabak kisne parhaya, main to is qabil na tha. Now O Allah, my tongue has began to flow with your zikr, and the zikr is just flowing freely. Illallah, 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 illallah is flowing from my tongue now. The zikr has become easy for me, it's become enjoyable for me. When a person goes for Hajj, we are supposed to make a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Hajj, during the Hajj, after the Hajj. He says, now my tongue is flowing with your zikr. Who gave me this lesson and who taught me this lesson? I was not worthy of this lesson. اور خاص اپنے در کا رکھا تُو نے اے مولا مجھے یوں نہیں در در پھرایا میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا. Oh Allah, you are so kind that you allowed me to come and prostrate at your door, to come and place myself at your doorstep, and you did not let me go knocking door to door, here to there, there to there, but you called me to one place and you kept me bound to one place, and that is your house, connected to your being, to one Allah, one Rabb. Imagine Allah Ta'ala have mercy and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protect our iman, that we, the believers, we are free from shirk. We are free from idol worship. Look at the idol worshippers. One minute they're worshipping this idol, then they're worshipping that idol, then they're going to this idol, then they're going to that idol, and they're asking from this idol, and they're hoping from that idol, and there are 1,000 idols, and they're trying to please every idol, and they're getting nothing out of it, and they're achieving absolutely zero out of it, other than just fooling themselves and disgracing themselves. Oh Allah, you are so kind. You did not disgrace me at the doorstep of idols, but you allowed me to come and be your slave, your servant, and be at your doorstep. This is your favor. Meto is qabil na ta. I was not worthy of this. It is your favor that you made me a muwahid, and you made me a person of tawheed, and you made me a believer in you, one Allah, and you do not make me a believer or a worshipper of 1,000 idols. This is the favor and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Meri kotahi ne teri yaad se ghafil raha, par nahi tu ne bhulaya, mein to is qabil na tha.
My fault, oh Allah, my weakness, my deficiency, my shortcoming, that I did not remember you as I supposed to remember you. It's my shortcoming that I went into ghaflat and I have forgotten you. But despite that, you did not forget me and you invited me. By right, I was supposed to, I forgot you, you supposed to forget me and say, go. You don't want to remember me, I don't remember you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, never mind, if you forgot me, O my servant, I didn't forget you. Come, I'm inviting you. Meto is qabil nata. I was not worthy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembered me, and it's only when He remembered me that I could remember Him, and that I could be invited to His house.
Teri rahmat, teri shafqat, se hua mujhko naseeb, gumbate khazra ka saaya, main to is qabil na tha.
It is your mercy, your kindness, your grace that I was able to get the shade and the cover of the green dome of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Madina Sharif. Otherwise I was not worthy of that. Who brought me here to this Madina? Who gave me the opportunity to cast my sinful glances on that beautiful green dome of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has become like a landmark of his mubarak qabr? Who brought that? Who brought me to that? It was nobody but you.
Aur bargah e sayyid e konain mein aakar nafees socha ta ho kaisa aaya, sochta hu kaise aaya, main to is qabil na tha. And now after I come into the bargar e sayyid al konain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I'm beginning to think that how did you come here, O Nafis? How did you make it here? You were not worthy, you were not deserving. There was nothing that you had that could have brought you here, but it is only the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be the state of the hajis. The haji should be feeling exactly like this, that meto is qabil nata. Oh Allah, I was not worthy, but you invited me for Hajj Baytullah. I mean, Arafah, meto is qabil nata. I was not worthy of being in Arafah. I mean, Muzdalifah, meto is qabil nata. I was not worthy of being in Muzdalifah. I mean, Mina, meto is qabil nata. I was not worthy of being in Mina. So this is the mercy, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make a lot of dua for the hujjaj. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant them plenty of tawfiq, abundance of understanding, hidayat and guidance. They are at the markaz of hidayat. Hudal linnas wa bayyinati min al-huda. And that Baytullah is, it is inna awwala bayti wudiya linnas lilladhi bibakkata mubaraka wa hudan lil alamin. It is the headquarters of guidance. They are right there.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them abundance of hidayat and guidance there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all hajj mabroor. Allah ta'ala make this journey of hajj very easy for them, step by step. It is very hot this time of the year. Allah keep them with good health. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to complete their hajj, their wukuf of Arafah, wukuf of Muzdalifah, rami of the Jamarat, the dam, tawafu ziyarat, tawafu al-wida, and every aspect of the journey of hajj, coming, going, the transport, movement, everything. Allah ta'ala make it extremely, extremely easy for them. Allah accept their du'as for the ummah, and Allah accept the du'as of the ummah on their behalf.